This week's encore offering from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams takes us out of the realm of shorts and flip-flops and into one of boots and Wrangler jeans at the annual Cracker Days Rodeo in North Fort Myers. It's a remembrance from her early days living in Southwest Florida and her nerve-wracked participation in an all-journalist barrel race.
It's the kind of place that puts the West in Southwest Florida, where gentlemen tip their Stetsons to ladies, hooves thud in the dun-colored dust, and the scents of grill smoke and warm saddle leather mingle amid the pines. It's about the only subtropical site I know to catch barrel racing, bull riding, and goat roping, and North Fort Myers Posse Arena also hosts the annual Cracker Days Rodeo. It offers people and nature watching unlike anywhere else in this region. Here, boot-cut wranglers and round-toed ropers replace capris and flip-flops. Instead of spoonbills and gaiters, camel-backed Brahma cattle and broad-beamed quarter horses are the dominant species. But something else makes this place a standout on my personal map. It's where I had my first Southwest Florida near-death experience. Just out of grad school and delighted to have landed a job at the News Press, I was a pantingly eager clerk reporter. So it was easy for rodeo organizers to sweet-talk me into participating in a yuck-it-up, embarrass-the-local-media event, an all-journalist barrel race. I reckon the organizers were fairly desperate by the time they called me. Then columnist Joe Workman was too sensible to get himself into something like this. Canny investigative reporter Lee Melsick would never play rodeo clown, and neither would the paper's other veterans. But I was a freshman who didn't know any better. Plus, I figured I'd spent much of my childhood on horseback. What could be so hard about this? Alas, the riding I did growing up was on an ancient gray Belgian, aptly named Tank. So broad was her back and so placid her nature that my parents could put my baby sister down to nap on Tank as she grazed. The twitchy bay Arabian the rodeo folks chose for me was nothing like old Tank. What's more, I hadn't ridden in years, I'd never run barrels, and I was surrounded by spectators, nightmarish for an introvert like me. I eyed my media competitors as the MC explained the cloverleaf loops we were to run around three barrels. There was a grandmotherly woman from a free weekly, a country station DJ, and a slick-looking TV anchorman. We'd be timed, so the faster the better, the MC told us, winking toward the stands. Having drawn the short straw, I went first. My horse leaped at the starting buzzer and lunged into the arena. Holding on for dear life, I managed to guide him around the first barrel, the wrong way. Somehow, I muscled him back in the right direction and around the other two without an involuntary dismount before I slid shakily off to watch my colleagues ride. They'd put Grandma on a mulish beast that lazily ambled around the barrels. The TV guy was mounted on a flashy palomino. They looked marvelous floating around the barrels at a breezy trot. The DJ had a dozy paint who didn't budge until his rider gathered up the loose ends of the reins and wielded them like a coach whip. He finished first, I came in second, and we all got handsome little gold-toned trophies. For all my shy person panic about public humiliation, I needn't have worried. Sandwiched between the bronc-busting and the bull-riding, our little show wasn't much more than a seventh-inning stretch, a chance for the audience to buy hot dogs and visit the restrooms as we clumsily cowboyed below. But even though the folks in the bleachers didn't pay too much attention to our fumblings, the rodeo's organizers did. Frankly, we were a letdown. Instead of crowd-pleasing slapstick, our bungled barrel race offered just a few mild mishaps. The next year, the organizers got wise. They had the media people milk wild goats, and they didn't invite me.